East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell is showing support for the recall effort against Alameda County DA Pamela Price. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, why do you think Swalwell decided to come up with this at this point?
I think it's because he supports the recall of Pamela Price. You know, he is himself a former district attorney's assistant to the DA in Alameda County under Nancy O'Malley. His brother's in law enforcement. I don't think he's crazy about the job she's doing. I also think he might have his eyes on being California Attorney General one day, and coming out strong on this, you know, sort of makes him look pretty good for the conservative and moderates. But it's interesting that he's coming out, because if you've noticed, Eric, you know, there's been a pretty big cone of silence over in Alameda County, either for or against the recall of Pamela Price. It's not like she's getting a lot of friends either.
East Bay Congressman weighing in on this race. What kind of influence do you think that'll have?
Well, it's interesting. That's a good one, Margie, because Eric Swalwell, his roots and his biggest support is, you know, Alameda County has been a long time split into two areas. You've got Berkeley and Albany and Oakland in the north, and that's pretty much the progressive stronghold. They're the ones that helped elect Pamela Price in the beginning. And then you have the south part of the county that goes into Alameda, that gets into San Leandro, Fremont, Hayward, Dublin, out in that neck of the woods. And that's more moderate to conservative. And that's where Eric Swalwell would have sway, because that's where his base is. But it's interesting that, you know, there has not been much of a campaign one way or the other. The recall effort spent close to $2 million or more to qualify the measure for the ballot. And they had some big buck backers to help him with that effort. Since then, however, the fundraising on that campaign has basically gone down to a trickle. Pamela Price got some money initially, and she has the support of the Democratic Party in the county level against the recall, but she doesn't have much money. So far, the campaign on both sides has been very limited. And so with Eric Swalwell, a congressman known nationally, you know, for his prosecutions against Donald Trump, and his committee looks into Donald Trump, comes out, that makes news. And this is the first news we've heard on this recall. Pamela Price has an uphill battle, according to earlier polls. Can she surmount that? Remains to be seen. But I have to tell you, she doesn't look like she's not actively out there trying to keep her job as much as you might think she would. She's pretty much going about her daily day business. And so I think in this case, voters are going to have to just decide on their own, which should be pretty interesting to see in Alameda County, which way it goes.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.